call number
1-8-5-7-7-8-5-6.
Inmate ID
20120000442.
Date
2012-4-16.
Time
1-4-2-6-4-1.
Dial number
1-4-0-7-7-3-1-0-1-9-9.
From station
2-4-0-6. Press 1 for English. Opening.
Press pound 2-2 for the violent offense hotline.
Please enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign.
After the tone, please say your first and last name.
George Zimmerman.
Thank you.
Press 0 to make a collect call. For calls within the United States, Canada, and the Caribbean, please enter the area. Hello, you have a prepaid call. This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. Thank you for using Inmate Calling Solutions. You may begin speaking now.
Hi, good.
Hey, honey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you still at the bank?
Yes, I am. I'm just waiting for you to enter my box.
Oh, okay. Everything worked then?
Yeah.
Good.
So if that was the final step, you know,
yeah,
then we did everything we had to up until now.
Good, good, good. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get home, maybe you can talk, maybe Susie can text Ken and tell him he can start doing that again.
Okay, so Ken can start doing that again. Into your...
Yeah.
Into his. So what we've been doing all along, he can start doing it again.
Exactly.
Okay.
And see, and you should set a reminder on your phone to call him and make sure that he does it every day and that you transfer from mine to yours every day.
Transfer from mine to yours every day and set an alarm in my phone to remind me within 24 hours. Okay.
And to remind Ken, too. You might have to call him and remind him.
And to remind Ken, too. We both can do it?
No, Ken is going to go from Peter Pan to me.
Oh, okay. So we're going to set an alarm to remind us for Ken to put it in his, and then put an alarm on mine for him into me. Okay.
Good job. I'm proud of you. I knew you could do it.
Thanks, honey. Yeah, it's so much better now. Thank God.
Yeah, good, good, good.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and then actually when we leave here after we go to the box, we are going to go ahead and go to Susie's landlord and get that agreement so that we can be back here before they close so that she can do her thing.
Okay. I would just be very careful about telling them when you're coming back or when you know, anything like that.
Yeah, we haven't. We didn't.
Because they can call the news in a heartbeat.
I know.
Hold on.
Which house? His? Oh, for that other one, we're going to be able to... Because I'm going to mute you, okay? Okay. You there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Alrighty.
Everything okay?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She just didn't understand something, so I had to explain it to her.
Oh, okay. And,
okay.
What else am I going to say? Oh, and when you get home, please, please pay off all the bills.
Okay, because now I have access.
Right. And now you can go into mine and make sure you pay the right American Express and everything. It should say HH American Express.
Okay. Okay.
Pay everything off.
But not those two.
No, not the most two recent Capital One.
Okay.
Make sure, even if it doesn't show an amount, make sure to call. And the phone number, you know, it should be really easy to find a phone number for all of them.
Okay.
Call
and
ask them for the payoff. What's the total payoff?
Okay. Don't worry.
And remember to send Wendy hers.
Remember to send
Wendy, our landlord?
Hers.
Mm-hmm. Remember to pay Wendy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's one of my priorities.
Okay. But pay everything totally off. The Sam's Club card, everything except for those two.
No. Hold on, I'm sorry. Camera's on the phone.
Okay.
To get into there now, if you need the password. Okay. So, I should, I'm going to mute the phone, okay?
Okay, please.
Hello?
Beautiful.
Hi, question. Ken's having a little bit of trouble trying to get in to do that. So I said instead of getting us locked out, for him not to do it and to wait until I get home and I can walk him through on the laptop, what do you say?
Good idea. Hey, listen to me.
Okay.
In my account, do I have at least $100?
In his account, do you have at least $100?
Yeah. How close am I?
It was like $8.
Really?
Like $8 or like 60 cents or something.
I thought you said it was like 300 total.
Mm-mm. Nope. Ken inflated it.
Oh, okay. So total everything, how much are we looking at?
Like $155.
Okay, good. Tell Susie, if I were you, honey, I would very much like it if you give Susie a copy of all those passwords and the questions.
Okay, I will.
Just in case you're unavailable.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. She needs to have a copy of that.
And I would, when you're there, when you go back with Susie, right away, as soon as she gets her account, I would put another 10 in hers.
Okay, well, we're running into a problem with that.
What's that?
She wants me to put, like, another $10 in yours. You mean wire it, right?
Yeah, like the way you did it from yours.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. We're not having a problem with that. Sorry.
So the same way, transfer to another account,
you
just do it right away while you're there.
Yep.
And just set a reminder in your phone to call Ken every day. And put 10 in yours and 10 in Susie's every day.
10 in yours every day. And when we leave here, go to the computer and do it directly from to your new one. Okay. And we're going to set an alarm.
Okay.
To remind us.
Good job. Okay. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, honey. I'm proud of you for staying strong. Have you met with him yet?
No, he came by and he just had me sign a paper real quick, an order asking the judge to, you know, recuse herself.
Uh-huh.
And he just left. He just came to my room and signed it and left. I didn't meet and talk to him. I asked him if I was going to get to talk to him, and he said, today has been really crazy, and he doesn't think so.
Okay, so he didn't see you. He just came in and asked you to sign that?
Yeah, I mean, he saw me physically.
Right. And he signed saying that you were okay with her taking herself off?
Right.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's fine. It's 2:37.
Okay, I'm guessing that we won't know who the new judge is until tomorrow, probably.
Until tomorrow, possibly,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm guessing if he's just now filing it.
Yeah.
I got to take a shower.
You what? You got to take one?
Yep.
Oh, good. How was it?
It was actually really good.
It was really good?
Yeah.
That's great, honey.
Yeah, the water was really hot, a lot of pressure.
It was really
like
hot.
I thought it would be,
a lot of pressure. Oh, that is wonderful. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and it was private.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. Do you feel better?
Much, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad, honey.
I'm really glad the way they did it. You know, they asked me, they said, do you want to go to rec first or do you want to shower first? And I said, you know, whatever's easier for you guys, because I know for me to go anywhere is a big hassle for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they took me to rec first, and I'm glad because that way, you know, I was able to, I got sweaty at rec, and then I showered.
Right, right.
I know you're busy, I know you have a lot on your plate. I'm just
very,
very proud of you.
You what? Say that again?
I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you, honey. I'm very proud of you, too.
Has Susan looked into the vest anymore?
Have you looked into the vest? Yeah. Okay. We have someone helping us with that.
Okay. And
yep.
You're going to get three, right?
Three? Yeah.
One for me, one for you, and one for Mark O'Meara.
Yep.
Okay, good. Is he going to actually, like, do that soon?
Is he going to do that soon, Susie? He didn't say, but he's coming home tonight,
okay.
And we'll be able to talk to him.
We need to get on it ASAP because, you know, first of all, I want you wearing one.
Okay.
As uncomfortable as it is, I want you wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I want O'Meara having one.
Okay.
And third, I would like to have one when I leave here.
Absolutely.
And we don't know if, you know, if we get OH eaten, I could, you know, have a bond hearing tomorrow, you know?
I know.
So,
okay.
Have him get on that case.
Okay, honey. Don't worry. It doesn't have to only be through him, though. I could find one on my own.
Yes, but be careful where you ship it and, you know, what card you use, what name you use, all that stuff.
Okay.
You know what
I mean? Yeah. Yes, he's working on that. He's doing everything for you possible. He wants to be there for you, so.
Okay.
He's happy to do it.
All right, good.
We're going to get it taken care of. Don't you worry.
Okie dokie. You know what I was thinking?
What?
If they do decide to give me bail or bond, I wonder if I could just leave from the Sanford airport and go up to heaven.
Well, okay. I'm going into my box. Thank you.
Okay.
You're still waiting to get into your box?
I'm still what?
You're still waiting to get into your box?
No, I'm getting in now.
I'm so proud of you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right, I'll call you back in here. Do you want me to talk
to
Susie?
You don't have to. Do you want to talk to Susie?
Yep.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. All right, honey, I love you.
I love you more, babe.
Hold on 1 second.
I'll call you later.
Okay. All right. Bye. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I call you right back? Okay. Thank you. Bye.
honey.
Hey, sunshine.
How are you?
Much better now.
Squeaky clean?
Yes. thank you, sis, for helping her with all that.
No worries.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you make sure that as soon as you guys get in...
1 minute remaining.
As soon as you get into the car, you duplicate the password and all the questions and you keep a copy?
Sure.
I wouldn't text it to anyone. I would
just
in paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank
no
you
worries.
So much.
You're very welcome, honey.
You take so much off my plate.
No worries.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, chill.
Bye.